So we heard a lot during the week about how so many Democrats were skipping Fancy Farm, how a lot of elected officials on both sides of the aisle really weren't going to be there. How did the audience respond to that? Did they even show up?
You know, attendance was down this year, usually under the kind of picnic area that they have the political speaking. That's full of lawn chairs. People get there early to kind of fill that whole thing. The media is usually falling all over each other trying to get a good camera shot or how to try to get to the malt box. But this year, you know, the media had plenty of space. I got to put my elbows out a little bit and think some of the hardcore party activists that come from the far ends of the state just decided, you know what, this year I'm not going to go to Fancy Farm.
Shorter line for barbecue.
Yeah, it was like a 30-minute wait. Usually you have to wait for like an hour and a half.
Aside from the barbecue and the bingo, was there anything there really to please the Fancy Farm purists, the folks who did show up despite the lack of a lot of their elected leaders?
I would say that there are three traditional Fancy Farm speeches this year. Obviously, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell, House Speaker Greg Stumbo, and House Minority Leader Jeff Hoover. They gave what you would expect at Fancy Farm, which means they went up to the podium, they ripped all the Democrats in attendance, they ripped all the Democrats or Republicans not in attendance, and then they decided to take pot shots at whoever they thought best fit. Some of Stumbo's best lines came at the expense of U.S. Senator Rand Paul. He said Rand Paul couldn't show up because tea and barbecue don't mix, although Republicans said they were ordering a lot of iced tea with their barbecue.
Speaking of tea, are there any tea leaves you can read by who was there and possibly not speaking?
Yeah, that's kind of the second thing, part of Fancy Farm, that goes on behind the scenes besides the political speaking. Crit Llewellyn was there, former auditor. Everyone knows that she wants to possibly get in the 2015 governor's race. Jack Conway did walk the grounds a little bit before the picnic. He's rumored to be looking at 2015 gubernatorial run. Of course, he won't talk about it as openly as Llewellyn will. Treasurer Todd Hollenbach stayed on the grounds, actually took a pot shot from McConnell for being under a tree instead of up on the stage speaking. I think the biggest surprise was U.S. Representative Ben Chandler. The congressman represents a central Kentucky district that's nowhere near Fancy Farm. And while his family has a rich history, I mean, his grandfather was the one who started the political speaking. He just said he was there visiting friends. That was his excuse. You know, I asked him directly, well, can we interpret that as you want to keep yourself fresh in the minds of Western Kentucky voters? And he said, you know, I stopped trying to change people's minds a long time ago. People can think what they want to think.
So it looks like we have a few potential 2015 gubernatorial candidates on the Democratic side out there. One Democrat who did speak as well was Secretary of State Alison Lundergan Grimes. What do you think she's thinking about with her political future from her remarks?
I think what happened was is that someone must have convinced her that showing up, shaking hands, but not speaking would not be the best political move for her. On Friday, she does the big labor luncheon. She's really picked up that torch. That used to be a gubernatorial thing. Every governor used to do it since Julian Carroll started it. But she's picked up that torch, and she did a lot of the pre-events. But I guess what she just decided was, as well, I don't want to really get into the fiery politics of Fancy Farm this year if I'm not running, but I should still be there. I should still speak. You know, I don't want to offend anybody like maybe Conway or the governor or Lieutenant Governor Abramson did. She basically thanked the crowd for her victory as Secretary of State and said, please go vote this year. But, you know, that's not really what people are looking for when they go to Fancy Farm.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people there are already the type to vote.
That's right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kenny.
Thanks.